And what is a perfect Catholic synonym for the word formality?
Freedom.
Freedom or any with a T-Y. Morality is a synonym for the word ends with a T-Y. Begins with an L.
Loyalty.
What?
Loyalty.
You know the group. Did you see liberty? Oh, who said it? Viva. Viva. Morality is a synonym in the Catholic vocabulary. And sisters, I'm not using words, I'm not being funny. I'm telling you the truth. And I've said this how often, sisters, and most of you, am I correct? English has not been your native language, am I correct? But, well, part of your mortification as members of the community is to learn, oh no, not English. Yes, English. No, I've told you, I keep repeating, Catholicize your English. Know what the word, the Catholic meaning of the words in English are. The Catholic meaning of morality is what? Either freedom or
liberty.
Morality equals liberty. And we have a free will. When we do God's will, we perform what kind of an action? A morally good action. When we do our own will, contrary to the will of God, we perform a morally what?
Bad action.
Am I clear? Carissime sorores, dear sisters. Now, number three, how to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. First of all that we've said remains. Of course, we should pray before the Blessed Sacrament conscious. And more still, what's the other word we use? Aware of who is there. How to pray before the Blessed Sacrament? Be aware of who is there. Or better, who is here. How to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. We said our prayer before the Blessed Sacrament should be a conversation. And a conversation is a two-way affair. When we're in conversation, when you're just talking to somebody, we are talking with somebody. And when we talk with somebody, sisters, how would you answer this question? Engaging in conversation with someone. Question. Do we do all the talking? Have you ever met people who engage in conversation, they call it conversation, but they do all the talking? And some, now you may be a unique community, There are some religious, I know, when they engage in conversation, they do all the talking. Every once in a while, they pause for breath to give you a chance to say something. When, therefore, we are in conversation with the Lord, we not only speak to Him, what we also do, we listen to Him. Now, sisters, what's the difference between hearing someone and listening to somebody? Is there a difference? What's the difference? When I listen, I what?
I understand what the
other is saying. Yeah, maybe if you understand, that's fine. But at least, when I listen, what verb do I use? I don't just hear somebody, I what? I want to hear. That's my best definition of listening. I want to hear. Sisters, has it happened sometime in your life when you heard something which you did not want to hear? Has it ever happened? Do you agree? Did your mother ever tell you, whatever your name was, before you went to community, "Will you please listen to me?" So, how we're talking about how to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. Not just talking to our Lord, but talking with Him, which means we speak to Him and we listen to Him. And sisters, I could now talk for 5 hours on what it means to listen to our Lord. They're asking the question, how to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. And we're saying we should listen to our Lord. And we define listening as voluntary hearing. I want to hear. But sisters, He will want to hear only in the measure that our will is open to the will of Jesus Christ. Am I making sense, sisters? And of course, this means listening to what He tells us. And what are we to talk to Him about? Sisters, everything. And the word is everything. And I have to say this. I'm speaking to religious women. And this is part of your nature. Your nature is women. Women can talk without really telling you what is deep down in their minds and in their hearts. Am I making sense, sisters? I told you 15 years in living among women, the age of 1 to the age of 16, which I know in God's mysterious providence. Lord, why did you ever give me that unusual experience?